Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 80th edition of the Mostra di Venezia, and we're here with Finn Trock, director of Holly. Hello, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
And Catalina Gerards, actress of the film. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Holly is in competition for the Golden Lion here in the Mostra. How do you feel being here in Venice with this filming competition? I mean, it's a big, big, big slot.
It's amazing, of course, and actually everything I say about being selected and being here sounds very cliche, but it is just very true. It's like a dream come true. I didn't even dare to hope to be here to present my film here in Venice where I was before, and yes, it's an amazing experience. Mm-hmm.
And in your case, Catalina, this is your first film, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be in a dream if I were you. I don't know how you feel.
I am in a dream. If I told this to my younger self, she wouldn't have believed it. I've always wanted to act, so me being here is really big. It's amazing. It's overwhelming sometimes because I never did anything like this, and all this attention, I never got it. But it's also, it makes me feel something I never felt.
Okay. How was the process of finding her? How was the process of finding the Holly of your film?
It was actually through a very, like a very classical casting call, mostly through social media. She came the first or the second day, and we immediately knew, like, whoa, this is special. She was an amazing actress, but I could not accept that it would go so quick. So I kept on seeing girls, also to be sure, of course. But also, I didn't know what Holly had to look like physically, and I wanted to be. Yeah, I think I just wanted to be sure. And after 6 months, I said, we actually met her already the first or second day. And that was Catalina.
And when you said yes to this casting call, did you know that you wanted to be an actress? Do you want to be a professional actress?
Yeah, I didn't really want to be a professional actress. I mean, I wanted it, but I never thought I would get there. So I didn't really hope. And I was just like, I want to act, but I don't know how far I'll get. And when I auditioned, I actually didn't know it was this big.
Me neither.
So your film talks about how, maybe I'm wrong, you can say if I'm wrong. Because your film talks about how helping people today is not so common, not so usual. And through your character, you show the perks and consequences of helping, even though you give it like a supernatural side, right? Was it one of your goals when you were making this film?
Yes, for sure. It was something that intrigued me very much. The fact that when you want to do good, when you want to help, which is really beautiful. It's not that I'm trying to break this thing or something or critique it, but I, as a filmmaker, you always try to think further than. And I was very intrigued by the fact that when you help or when you do good, do you do it only for the other person or also for your own feelings? So actually, does altruism really exist, or why do you do it? And so that was the basis where it all started, because Holly does good, but she's like very, very pure in doing it. And Anna is rather, she does good, but towards the end you start to realize there might be a hidden agenda in some way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like a very dark way of showing doing good, I guess. Mm-hmm.
What was your approach to the character? Did you understand the inner battle she's living throughout the whole film?
In the beginning, it was a bit difficult to understand what I had to do, but I just did what I did. She corrected me, and then after like maybe a week of filming, I got into it, and I just did it.
Okay, so I have to say it's a magnetic film, and the ending kept the press talking about what happened there. So you got us. I mean, the ending is really mysterious. So this has been a conversation with Finn Trock and Catalina Gerards, actress and director of Holly here in competition. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.